The Santa Rosa Police Department recently completed 5 community listening sessions to find out how it can better serve the community. This is the first time the police department has completed a series of sessions with intent to incorporate the public's feedback. KRCB's Adia White attended a meeting in Roseland in mid-November and tells us what residents had to say.
Roseland residents named homelessness and traffic as their top 2 concerns when they RSVP'd for a community listening session at Roseland Preparatory Academy. About a dozen people showed up to share their concerns and opinions directly with Santa Rosa Police Chief Navarro and other officers. Here's Roseland resident Frank Bush speaking at the session.
I really don't have a big problem with the homelessness other than worrying about, is there something that we can actually do as a group, a city? I worry about that there's no place for people to go. I go out into Corporate Parkway to walk my dogs and everything, and I notice that people are now moving back where they had been cleared up before.
Selma Lester is the supervising librarian for the Roseland Community Library. She added her thoughts on the matter as well.
Well, I see the problem, the homelessness. You know, there is the aspect that is the homeowner, and then there is the homeless person concerned. So it's hard to know, you know, each side really well.
Roseland resident Greg Dameron cited underage vaping as one of his top concerns and asked how police could feasibly keep minors from illegally purchasing tobacco products.
For me as a parent, my son takes the bus and sees clearly teens vaping at bus stops, and it's become so ubiquitous that it's not something for the police to solve. And how do we get that issue into its realistic place with regards to SRPD?
Overall, residents' feedback about the department was mostly positive. I spoke with Police Chief Rainer Navarro after the meeting to find out how he felt it went.
We got a lot of good feedback about some of the areas regarding traffic and homelessness, which are seem to be the biggest trends with our community listening sessions at this point. And then we had the opportunity to speak about, you know, what the group wanted to talk about. And there was a lot of interesting information that came up regarding some other social issues like vaping and, you know, how do we recruit better and how do we get the word out regarding, you know, what's going on with the police department.
Did you get any tough questions or criticism tonight?
You know, the toughest thing that I heard was there was a comment about, you know, police seeing a traffic violation in front of them and then not doing anything about it. Our goal here is to listen, and it's tough not to be defensive. And so, sometimes it's an officer going to another call, a priority call, and they may be driving by. But the expectation for a person when they see a violation, it's, you know, we need to hold people accountable. So, you know, we constantly are striving to work, improve how we do our business and how we provide public safety. But I think all in all, we got a lot of support. I think it's exciting to see people come out and actually speak with us and talk to us about where we should be going.
The department expects to release a report on the feedback from all 5 listening sessions in January. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You can find results of the listening sessions on our website, norcalpublicmedia.org.